Right, we live
Logan.
now. Welcome to the Council Cast. We're live now on episode 141. Being recorded on October 20th, 2020. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit, with little background and next to no expertise. All CouncilCast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever.
Can you guys see the cookies all over my shirt?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not anymore.
No.
They got bigger.
Okay, good.
Are they chocolate chip?
They are snickerdoodle.
What, are you eating cookies like the Cookie Monster there or what?
Yeah, I was.
Blaine, you need to get a soundboard of Logan saying random shit.
A soundboard would be a good investment for us.
Yeah, if any of our listeners want to donate enough money so that we can buy a soundboard.
If you want to send money, mail money to councilcast@gmail.com.
Well, you know, if you don't, maybe you're interested in watching Big Explosions, which is...
Yes.
Which happened a couple weeks ago in Beirut. There was a gigantic explosion.
Oh, that one.
Down in their harbor area. And apparently
they had another one?
Well, no, this is the same one. Mm. But they apparently, some people are now saying it is among one of the most powerful accidental explosions.
Didn't we talk about this before?
Well, kind of.
I thought we brought this up before, and I was all like, oh man, read up on the Halifax harbor explosion.
You know, actually, I read up on that after you said that, and they talked about how the water was supposed to have displaced in the whole bay.
But
I listened to a professor at a thing talk, and he said, that's not possible.
I have no idea. we never claim to be accurate here.
Just high quality.
That's why all our sources are fifth hand and not double checked.
What it says, a lot of people think that that's what happened on that explosion. That's the report that the bay, the water all went.
Oh,
out,
is that like somebody like, yeah, claims that that's what happened?
Yep, and the guy's like, that's not possible.
And this is where the story of Moses came from.
There was an explosion.
He didn't part the Red Sea. He parted Halifax Bay.
And while the water was suspended in air, they walked across on dry ground.
As people burned in their homes.
Burnt ground from the explosion.
That explosion in Beirut was just crazy.
It was a coal. It was like hot coal exercise. Can you walk across the entire bay of hot coals?
There you go.
Before the water drowns you. It's a trust exercise. Everyone in the company has to do it.
I trust that you're going to get fucked up.
I think if they had had cameras like they did in Beirut, it would have looked the same way, because they said that the explosion wiped out the entire town, just leveled everything. Crazy. Just, I don't, two ships collide and boom, the whole thing's gone.
Yeah, so they're saying now the original estimates was that the explosion in Beirut was about 1 to 1.5 kilotons of TNT. And they're now saying that it's probably closer to like 500 tons and possibly up to 1.12 kilotons.
For the Beirut?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How big did they say that Halifax one?
I don't know. It's one of the top. I don't remember how big it was.
3 kiloton?
No, just 3.
Just 3, no units? That makes sense, yeah. I'm on board.
3.
They are saying 2.9 kilotons, so actually 3 is pretty close.
Blaine, wow. I messed up something when I was running YouTube a couple weeks ago, because the title of this episode is the title from like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, I noticed that last week. And
this one, the Halifax...
I don't know how to fix it now.
I'm so awesome at this.
Halifax claims 2.9 kiloton of TNT.
So this is about a third of that.
How much did you say?
They said about 1.12 is...
Oh, I thought you said 2.9. Or were you reading the Halifax?
Oh, I was reading the Halifax one.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, a reasonable upper limit of 1.12, where the lower bound is 500 tons.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, still this really big bada boom.
I mean, it's still
big bada boom.
Big bada boom.
It puts it in the top 10 biggest accidental non-nuclear explosions of all time.
So I look forward. That almost sounds like I look forward to that BuzzFeed list.
That almost sounds like a baseball statistic.
Well, yeah,
non-accidental explosions.
I saw an absolutely.
It's the number of times that you can throw a strike when somebody is on first and third in the bottom of the sixth inning.
And it's a left-handed.
Haven't we done this before? I'm pretty sure we've done this before. Because it's like the blah 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 in the month of October below the Mason-Dixon line.
There you go.
Like, oh my god! I mean, I stole that. That's from is that Little Big League? Maybe
Major League.
Major Big League.
Yeah.
Major Big League.
Well, Brian gets tongue-tied and tells us about the baseball movie he watched called Major Big Dick one time.
Major Big League.
Well, I mean, that's like Iowa State wearing black at night in October. We're 5-0.
Yeah, we win somehow. Where is this? Hold on. I saw you reminded me of a baseball stat, and I read a crazy one about Randy Johnson today.
Randy Johnson. What a
great name. Yeah.
What a great name. But just like
he's also one of the best pitchers to ever live. So
I know, but like what an underspoken greatest pitcher to ever live. Like when he was throwing, you're like, man, he can throw so fast.
He could also throw so wicked. His slider was insane.
I love that. Like ESPN had him on one time, and he's like, for like one of their like ESPN commercials. And it was about him wanting to become a better batter. Oh no, it was
he hit a home run when he played for the D-backs.
He wanted to it was like an investment company or something like that. Why would you invest all of your time in something that isn't making you money? I think it was some commercial, and he was like really going to town on learning how to be a better batter. And he was like, it was on the tee, and he just kept missing and hitting the tee. And he's like spending all his time, and he like then they do interviews with him. And he's like, "How are you gonna do? Oh, I think that my batting game is really coming around. I'm hoping to like he had like all these goals for his batting that year. And you're like, you're a pitcher. What are you doing? Just like,
well, I think okay he might have played in the league that he had to, where he had to bat.
What was the statistic, Matt?
The statistic for Randy was this is out of a article, but. Person says the unreal numbers were the strikeouts, though. Johnson fanned at least 329 batters in five straight seasons. In the last four decades, a pitcher has struck out at least 320 batters in a season five times, and Johnson has accomplished all of them. He's the only one consecutively. Oh, wow. His K9 during the half decade was 12.33. And then a YouTube comment summed up all of my thoughts on Randy just so succinctly. They said, best left-hander ever, at least 6'10", mullet, 100 pitching skill, nicknamed Big Unit. Johnson was like the guy that you would create in a video game to be your pitcher. that was so true. You open it up and you max all the sliders to the right, and this is who you end up with.
So wait, he did what?
He had five straight seasons with over 320 strikeouts consecutive, and he's the only one to have ever done that, apparently, at the time that this article was written.
Oh, exactly. No one's going to be able to do that.
Exactly, and that's just it. Like, he did that, and everyone's like, he throws so fast. Like, that's all I remember anyone saying.
He was absolutely imposing. Like, listen to batters talk about how terrifying he was to hit against, because he was, I mean, damn near 10 inches taller than the tallest pitchers you were facing, on average, probably. Like, I mean, your pitchers are probably on average taller, but he was 6'10". At the time that he was a rookie in the MLB, he was the tallest baseball player, at least pitcher. I don't know about baseball player, but I think he was tallest in the MLB. So he's only, what, 60-some feet away, like, or 55 feet, however far it is, and he
60.
Like standing on a mound to make him.
And then, standing on a mound. Pitches. Like he just had to have been. He just had to look like this figure that was gonna fuck you up. And then he threw like, you know, like 100-mile-an-hour fastball at your face. And his slider.
I'm pitching.
He would be. If he, his stride was so big that once he would stride out, he'd be like, you know, 10 feet in front of the plate.
I mean,
so.
he's super famous for hitting that ball out of the air or bird out of the air with the ball. Yeah,
that was registered at 1.3 kilotons.
when he retired, he got into photography, and the logo for his company is a dead pigeon.
Oh my god, that's amazing. No. I love that he's embraced it. I'm pretty sure he caught so much shit from like PETA when that happened.
Like, he can avoid it.
Yeah, like it's his fault.
It's just so mean that he killed a bird.
The craziest part is go watch some videos of him pitching. He doesn't look like he's throwing the ball that hard, and then you see the radar gun registering at like 98 and you're like, oh my god. Like, that is how? Oh, that's so good. That is a really great logo. I remember sitting in 2001 when he and Schilling were playing for the Diamondbacks. I remember sitting on the living room floor watching them win the World Series. And I was reading an article earlier. I had just Googled like best pitching duos and they're nearly unmatched. Like, the guy had compiled a bunch of stats and they're like at the top of everything. Like, they destroy every other pitching duo for a team that's ever existed, basically.
What was, remember that time that I, killed a pigeon in, it was in a pigeon. What I don't know what type of bird it was, but Little League hit the ball out to left field.
That's pretty funny.
You hit a pigeon?
I hit a bird. I hit a bird. It was like bouncing in the grass. It smashed it, killed it, out dead. And this is Little League. And so rather than the kid picking up the ball and throwing it and then going, that's weird, he stood there and was like, there's a dead bird. And so what should have been a single turned into an easy triple. Because he finally got yelled at enough that he picked up the ball and threw it. But
he threw the bird.
He was very sad. He was very sad.
It was a very traumatic moment. And I think we're all screaming, keep running, keep running.
Just like any good parent would.
That's right. Who cares about the bird? Get a triple.
Who cares about the other kid's feelings? We got to win.
Oh, that's right.
There's no crying in baseball.
Crying in baseball.
Well, you know, you have a thumbs up for explosions, so.
Oh, yeah. Whatever we're talking about. Thumbs up.
I don't know, man. Well, yeah. Explosions are great, but that one was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. I couldn't believe the article. The article said there's like 300,000 people that are completely displaced because the whole city's been destroyed.
That's crazy.
You're like that apartment building next to it. Like, the building's got to come down.
Wait, which one? Which was Beirut? What was it caused by?
The ammonium nitrate.
Oh, okay. This wasn't like. Wait, this wasn't one of the like fireworks storage facility ones.
No, this was.
Yeah, there's fireworks storage, and then the fireworks are going off, and then they hit this mega storage of. You say ammonium?
Ammonium nitrate.
You're right. Yep.
And then when that got hit with the firework fire, then that's when it went up big time.
Yeah, this is last time we talked about this. I'm pretty sure I shared the videos of the Tianjin explosion stuff. Has it reached over that yet?
I don't know.
Didn't look.
I forgot to read the article.
Well, you know, maybe the NASA is going to launch using a new explosion technology to the. space station. Or maybe not, because they're planning to launch their next crew mission with SpaceX in the Dragon capsule sometime in November.
Whoa.
So originally it was scheduled for the 31st of this month, and apparently there's been some delays, but they're still on track for early to mid-November to launch people.
Wow. Do they know what they're going to do with that mission? Go up and come back down, or
I don't know. Doesn't really say. I guess they're gonna go up there like they normally would and hang out. probably wearing some khakis and polos.
Well, according to Wiki, it's far surpassed the Tianjin explosion. Sorry, I'm still on explosion.
So are we.
Well, hopefully they don't have an explosion on the space station then. So.
Oh, that would be terrible.
But yeah, this would be the first crewed mission from NASA, the second one after the SpaceX launch with their crew.
When was the last time NASA had a manned mission?
I don't know, a couple months ago?
Yeah, when the SpaceX shot those two dudes in space.
So what's the big deal then? Is it that they're cooperating with SpaceX or what?
This is
I'm guessing Eric wrote this when we switched topics. He said, wow, about time you started talking about something important. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, this would be the four-man crew that they're going to launch. They're going to launch a full capsule. And it will actually be with NASA astronauts, I guess, versus
space. Can we just start calling them NASTronauts?
NASTronauts.
I like that. We definitely should, yeah.
It just saves time.
X-Men and astronauts.
Dope.
Although, I don't know. Maybe there is a difference in it, but, why not? Launch more people into space. Way to go.
Thumbs up.
I wonder how big of a... If a SpaceX rocket blew up, how many kilotons of TNT would that be?
Several.
Let's not find
just
out.
Just a couple.
Let's get you Yellow down here.
Eric should find out. He should let us know in the comments.
Yeah, Eric, do the math.
I think Yellow could probably figure out for us.
Yeah, we're not going to do
Google
that.
Google it, and then you'll be on someone's watch list.
How to blow up SpaceX.
Because we're broadcasting this live.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How much damage would a city have if I blew a SpaceX rocket up? Oh, shoot.
Well, I mean, they've already done that lots of times. It's not that much.
That's true. They've blown them up a couple times. Not a big deal. It's like old hat to them by now.
Mm-hmm.
Eek. Eek.
But you know what's not old hat is Intel coming out with new discrete GPUs.
Oh, good. My GPU has been really in everyone's face, and I just want it to be a little bit more discreet.
That's right. It's very embarrassing when your GPU is in everyone's face.
Intel is going to come out with their own dedicated graphics cards to compete with AMD and NVIDIA, it sounds like, coming sometime in 2021. I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it XE? Is it Z?
G?
G?
What?
How do you pronounce XE?
G.
It's like G, I think.
Right. Yeah, I think it's G.
G. This is, I think, so Intel hired, what's his name, Raja Koduri, I think, from AMD a couple years ago.
Yep.
And kind of put him in charge of developing their own dedicated GPUs, and I guess we'll see if they actually turn out to be anything. I mean,
and you can be rest assured that the Intel GPU will function just absolutely admirably in my AMD system.
It probably will be incompatible.
You know, it's going to come with like a big fat ass sticker on it made for Intel.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
I was actually surprised that they were coming to the mobile line first, because the full-size cards are being used for compute chips. They aren't coming to the desktop until, I think, 2022.
All right.
They said high-performance machines in 2021, but the gaming GPU will be available as an external video card, joining their G laptops for graphics for laptops.
Graphics for laptops. It sounds like a support group.
Ouch.
Hi. I'm the new GPU for Intel. Hi.
Is this maybe Dave? Maybe you know, but is
I'm Apple's built-in GPU, Iris GPU.
There you go.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this actually the first Intel dedicated GPU, or have they done stuff like this before? I know they've got like the built-in stuff, but
yeah, this is their first attempt at doing an actual.
Well, there was that shit way back when we were in college, probably still. There was talk of Intel doing their own dedicated GPU. Remember what was it? It was Project.
I don't remember.
Something. Remember that game?
Oh yeah, they bought that.
They bought game that company.
Studio.
Yeah.
That had the freaking awesome tech demo with like the dragon in the cavern. I forgot about that.
What was the name of that project? GPU.
when
was it? Was it Larrabee? But was Larrabee the one for a canceled GPU that Intel was developing?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the card, but. Somebody, I thought I remember seeing a video not too long ago of somebody actually got their hands on one of these.
Willoughby, wallaby, wee.
No.
Elephant sat on me.
I don't know. Yeah, Larrabee is definitely it.
Huh. But I'm trying to think of the game too. There's a game called Project Something, I thought. I don't know. I'll let you know three topics from
Project Offset.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Huh.
Yep.
So I don't think they ever really launched that, did they? They just kind of
they did
showed
not.
Off a bunch of stuff and okay. Huh. Too bad. Well, you know, I guess they're going to give it another try here and see if anything comes out of it. I guess
apparently an MMO FPS game used the offset engine.
Which game?
Firefall?
Oh,
yeah, that one.
I love Firefall.
I have no idea what it is. It was shut down in 2017.
Yeah, it was.
How hard do you think it's going to be for Intel to actually come out with something that people are going to buy over AMD or NVIDIA?
In 2020?
Super easy.
Barely
inconvenient. I don't know that we're allowed to say those words.
I don't think they're trademarked.
Trademarked, yeah.
I do think that it, you know, our audience probably isn't aware of those videos. Simply because we don't have an audience.
Yeah.
So,
except us. We're our biggest fan.
Somebody would actually have to watch it to know that we are.
I don't know. Does Casey watch that guy?
Only when I show him clips.
Oh, that's funny.
So you think Intel's going to take off here, or?
I think they're going to dominate the market in 6 months.
I think they're going to have a shot at the server and the compute region because they can bundle it with their processors.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a pretty hard sell for a lot of people. I mean, especially since we haven't really seen a whole lot of stuff and we just know they're doing something. And to your point, Dave, I mean, a lot of it's been focused on server farms, so maybe they're going to launch their own game streaming service, who knows. That seems to be the popular thing to do now.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
But you know,
maybe
I
that's why they're
down.
Doing it. Maybe that's why they're doing it.
That's what I think. They're just going to say, hey, look at this awesome card, and oh, the only way you can run one is if you sign up for a game streaming service. And you can play Fortnite on it.
Epic will sue him.
Probably.
You have a real grasp on what's going on in the tech industry. I can tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're just going to shoot the shit out of everybody.
I know. I know what's going on.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs down. I'm not sold on it yet. So there you go.
I don't have a.
I mean, people vote. Will buy it day one just because.
I'm going to be an American on this one and just not vote.
People spent $1,500 on a 3090 with barely any knowledge about what the chip can actually do, and then people spent like $2,000 to $3,000 on them on eBay just to have them as soon as they could.
You know, but that at least has. I mean, even though you don't know what it's going to do, you at least know the previous generation and the company's legacy. You know absolutely nothing about what Intel's legacy is going to be on graphics cards.
This is true.
But what about their legacy on integrated cards? We know a lot about that.
And how much garbage it is.
Hey. I resemble that remark.
You do. You do resemble that remark.
Thank you.
What, being integrated?
Being a part of...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We'll go with that one.
Matt, are you going to share with us another explosion?
No.
Okay.
Good talk.
Well, you know what you probably may be able to do is buy that graphics card on Amazon, and maybe you might be able to run it on Amazon's own satellite.
Amazon. Internet. You're in the zone. The Amazon.
Get in the zone.
Amazon's what? Their own satellite internet?
Yeah, Amazon apparently is going to invest $10 billion to launch their own satellite internet to compete against SpaceX.
So Jeff Bezos is like, oh man, Elon did it, I want to do it too?
Pretty much.
So yeah. How many of these tiny little satellite things are going to be floating around the Earth?
Probably about 10,000.
A whole fuckload, Brian.
Oh, thank you. That is a lot!
You're not going to be able to look up without thinking that the Earth ain't moving way faster than it used to.
Wow.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
I'll say to my great grandkids, I remember when I looked up in the sky and I saw stars, not satellites for your internet.
I love how
like, shut up, Grandpa.
Love how this example. Yeah.
Great grandchildren.
Well, and that might be the case because so Amazon received the approval to launch 3,236 satellites, and they have 6 years to launch 50 of them.
And who gave them permission to do this?
The FCC did.
John Stamos.
John Stamos. I hate
for
that
some
guy.
Reason, I thought you were dropping John Cena.
Oh, that would have been better. I don't know why Stamos came to mind first, but he did. Maybe I want some ice cream. I don't know.
Starlink has approval for 12,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they have submitted a filing to the International Telecommunications Union for 30,000 additional.
That's a lot of booze.
That's a lot of fucking satellites.
Amazon's internet's going to have 3,000, so what's that going to be? Like, dial-up internet for everyone on the planet? And then
the hell
Starlink is
going to
be 5G or 10G or something like that?
It'll have all of the Gs, Brian. All of the Gs.
Ah, Gs.
10 Gs.
Ah, Gs, guys.
Yeah, I think that Amazon, Jeff Bezos, is just trying to mimic Elon Musk at this point in time. So
you know what my guess is? That they like were at a party together and they were just like chatting and Elon was like, yeah, it's super easy. This is how you get satellites up in the air.
Don't like, you mean super wait. Easy, barely an inconvenient?
Yeah, and Bezos was like, wait, that's all you have to do? And Elon's like, yeah. I don't know why they believe me. I don't even know how to add or like subtract, and like they trust me to throw rockets up in the air.
Elon showed him the video and of the rocket launching, and Bezos said, "Wow, wow, 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 wow," and then and then Elon said, "Yeah, rockets are tight."
Nailed it.
Have we got all that guy's catchphrases? Are there any more?
And then Bezos said, "We deliver stuff everywhere. We'll just deliver these rockets to outer space."
That was after one exploded. Whoopsie.
Whoopsie.
What about that one?
What happens when they explode? Ooh, whoopsies. Did you think about that? No, I did not.
Is he going to use his Blue Origin rockets to get him up there?
They don't mention that.
The John Glenn, is that what it was?
I can't imagine they wouldn't, right?
I'm pretty sure he's going to launch them on SpaceX rockets.
They haven't even gotten a John Glenn to orbit.
No, they have not.
Really?
No.
They haven't even launched one.
They've gotten one to space.
Isn't John Glenn their new one?
Amazon doesn't use rockets. Amazon uses
drones.
Drones. Yes. Yeah. Do they just fly one up there with a drone?
Drone rockets.
Drone rockets.
I'm imagining Amazon delivering packages via rocket delivery now. It's just like you're waiting for your new like whatever piece of shit thing you ordered off Amazon, and it just comes crashing through your roof onto your desk.
Feels like an Acme delivery.
Yeah, and then when you're choosing the shipping option, you're not choosing this day or that day anymore. You're choosing and paying to within a degree of accuracy of how far it will land from the point you put on the map.
I can see
they paid the extra $50 so it'll land in my
extra $50
job.
Extra $50 and they guarantee hit right in the forehead.
I bet
got
all
standard
of these,
delivery, so I had to go find it two blocks over, right?
All of these satellites are going to have Amazon shipping crates in them, and it's just going to railgun shoot them down to you.
There you go.
That'd be great. Railgun delivery.
Huh.
Just like the Papa John's down the street takes aim, throws the pizza in like the sabo.
And it cooks it on its way down.
It cooks it on the way.
That actually...
That's a great idea.
Let's are we live? We need to take this down right now.
It's going to be like that episode of Red Green where he makes the pizza delivery service from the Possum Lodge. And he uses a clay pigeon shooter to launch the pizzas. And it's just, he takes the pizza and duct tapes it between two hubcaps off of two cars out in his lot. And he's saying like what the slogan is for the pizza place that they've got now. He's like, if the pizza skips more than 10 times off the pond, it's free.
That show is amazing.
Yeah. There was one time he had a demolition
thumbs
guy.
Thumbs up for Red Green.
Yeah, thumbs up for Red Green. They had a demolition guy on, and he was talking to him about, he's like, so we're looking at renovating this house. And he's like, well, how much do you want to do? And he's like, well, we basically need to touch the whole house. And he's like, well, I definitely recommend blowing it up. And he's like, well, you know, we really do want to save some of the, we want to use as many materials as possible. And he's like, well, you know, I reckon if you place dynamite in just the right spots, you can blow a house up so that it lands in perfect piles of bricks, lumber, and all the other stuff. You just got to know where to place the dynamite.
That's awesome.
Eric, baseball and now Red Green, you guys are on a roll tonight.
Oh my God, he's got a... In this episode clip from Red Green, I forgot he had a big fucking sight on the front of his car.
I remember one of my favorite episodes that he did is when he made a fancy European mid-engine car by just duct taping two cars together. thumbs up for Amazon launching satellites, I guess. I can't wait until I get my packages shot from space.
I can't wait until I can have 5 gig speeds up and down from satellites launching out into the moonosphere.
The moonosphere.
Industry term.
Makes sense. You know what you can't get from Amazon, though, is Subway. And
yet,
if you enjoy Subway, you may be interested to know that the Irish Supreme Court just ruled that their bread is not legally bread. It is in fact a confection.
And so they are taxed differently now?
Probably. It's got too much sugar in it.
Probably.
We tend to cover more heady legal dilemmas than our Supreme Court. Theirs is trying to figure out whether bread is bread or not.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
They basically decided that bread is in fact a confection because it has too much sugar in it. You know, just solving the most important issues right now.
Wow. I wonder.
This was Ireland?
Now we know.
Yeah.
Which part of Ireland?
Is it potato bread?
All of Ireland? I don't know.
Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland.
I like me some potato bread.
Ireland's like this big on the map.
Eric says there's not much at Subway that's legally food.
So I think really? This all was all in an attempt to come out of how much tax they have to pay, basically.
Yeah.
So if they basically decide it's one way or the other, they could determine that you don't have to pay some tax on it. If it's not food, you don't have to pay tax on it.
Well, I'm sure that they have to pay more tax on it now that it's not food.
It definitely sounds like a very British thing to worry about. I mean, they pay tax on owning a television set. You own a TV, even if you don't use it, you get taxed for owning it.
What if it was a gift?
You have to pay taxes on it.
How do they know you have it?
You don't want them to find out.
Man,
it's a very hefty fine.
Was a guy at a place, at one of the towns that we lived in, and he was just convinced that his taxes were too high, and so he called for an audit of his house so that he could get his taxes down, and they found his indoor pool and a few other things that had no idea were in his house, and then his taxes just shot up to the roof. So, you know, maybe you just don't want to complain about these things. Just let it be. Have your TV in your basement and whatever, right?
Don't talk to anybody about it. Yeah, right. I don't know, like, the funny thing is when I was studying over there, everyone was bragging. They're like, you guys over in the States, you have a stupid system. You have to watch commercials. You have to watch commercials while you're watching TV. You're forced to watch that stuff. I'm like, yeah, but we also don't have to pay taxes on owning a television set. We have like, my grandparents have like five TVs in their house. You know how expensive that would be here? They can watch TV in any room of the house that they want at any point. My grandpa takes a dump while he's watching TV. Can you do that here? No, because you don't have... I thought you guys would have cut me off a long time ago. Sorry.
So this is...
No, we'll let you go. I was super... I wanted to know the rest of the story. It's a great story.
That's it. I don't know where it was going.
So, you know, speaking of weird tax laws, though, I mean, I'm reading more about this story, and this is just absolutely ridiculous. So there's apparently a tax law that says food and beverage is subject to a 13.5% value added tax only when it's consumed on restaurant premises. So if you take your food and take it home, you don't have
take
to pay
away.
That tax.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow.
How fucking
That's
confusing
stupid.
Is that?
It's got to be really hard to be a business owner over there. I mean, it's hard to be one here, but... Man, different taxes for different types of things. Blah.
Yeah, and then hot beverages are taxed differently than cold beverages.
Can you imagine owning a restaurant there and be like, all right, here's the tax bucket for our cold drinks. Here's the tax bucket for our beer. Here's the tax bucket for this. And you're like, well, QuickBooks doesn't do any of that. So how am I going to pay this without getting in trouble? I know, I'll just skip it. And then you get in trouble for having a TV.
It's never a good idea to skip the taxes. Well, unless you're
never
the president.
You know what? I give it a thumbs down. I'm not sure why.
I give it a thumbs down. That's a pretty stupid topic for the.
I give it a thumbs up.
Supreme Court, you know, That's maybe like a district court or a local court.
Maybe the people's court. I don't know.
People's court or Sally Jeffy Raphael court or
the people's court. Who was people's court? Was that Mills Lane?
I don't know.
Who was Judge Judy?
She was Judge Judy.
Was that Judge Judy?
Judge Judy was Judge Judy. That was
Judge Judy. Judge Judy was Judge Judy.
No, Judge Marilyn Milan. Million.
Yeah.
That woman. Yeah, okay.
I could see Judge Judy eating the bread going, it's pretty sweet. All right, it's a confection. Get out of my court.
She'd find a way to yell at one of the people.
Yeah. Like the whole country of Ireland, maybe.
And they'd feel bad about it.
Well, something you might not get taxed on is this new baby who was born on a flight to London who is going to get free lifetime tickets from the airline.
Last time airlines started letting lifetime tickets be a thing, they eventually had to take it away.
Well, this is only for babies that are born on the flight.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, this is like the new born in the U.S.
Does the baby have dual citizenship?
Yeah, if you're, I'm curious. If you're born in flight, not over like the U.S. or any particular country, what citizenship do you have? This has to be a thing, right?
Yes.
So, I mean,
you're a pirate, aren't you? Then
yes, you're born into piracy.
I mean, not every country has citizenship granted on birth, so I'll preface
According to the United Nations, a baby born on a flight is a citizen of the country where the airline is registered.
There you
go. Oh, weird.
So if you're born on a KLM flight,
you're
to American parents, is KLM France?
I think they're Dutch.
Owned by like the Air France group and stuff, but KLM is Dutch.
Weird. A Dutch baby.
So what if China
in the shape of an S?
What if China buys United Airlines and you fly from the United States to
Great Britain? Oh my God, bro. This is all part of the plan.
What if one of your parents is American and the other parent is Australian?
This is also
and
good
you're
pondering.
Born and you're not flying Qantas this time.
You're not going there. You're flying to Great Britain from the United States in an airline owned by China.
British Airways. Oh,
so what if China. You're not part Man, you just of get, the United Nations?
You just get triple citizenship. I'm curious. I need to read more into this because is it like this? Oh, there's one on the points guy. That's funny. I read that sometime.
Huh. So anyway,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So this baby was born on an Egypt Air flight, and he's gonna get flights for free forever.
And he's got Egypt Air citizenship.
And he'll be Egyptian.
I guess.
Only when he flies Egyptian Air.
Maybe Egypt doesn't have naturalized citizenship.
Well, doesn't matter.
They're also not part of the UN, probably, are they?
Egypt is definitely part of the UN.
I don't know.
The citizenship answer is actually a little complicated and depends on many factors. Usually the baby will simply become a citizen of the same country as the mom and or dad, regardless of where they made their appearance. However, sometimes these skyborne or airborne babies do have citizenship claims to the country whose airspace they were flying over when they were born.
Wow.
Because of natural citizenship.
There aren't actually a ton of countries that grant citizenship simply by the location of birth, though notably the United States is one of them.
Albeit begrudgingly sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to depend on jurisdiction.
Well, I
apparently.
Guess you can live here.
I mean,
but the rest
so
of your
like,
family's got to go.
If the baby is born in mid-flight, does that mean, like, can we just assume, like, the stork that it was carrying it got sucked through one of the engines?
That is a very safe assumption.
Yeah, I thought it might
make sense to me.
Oh, Eric says his show is now called Judge Mills Lane.
Oh, they...
GTW.
What was the name of it before?
I think it's a joke, but I don't get it.
How do you spell Judge Mills Lane?
Two L's and Mills.
What if you were conceived on an airplane? What citizenship do you have then?
What if you were conceived on the same airplane that you gave birth, that you were born on?
You conceived a baby on the same plane that you were born on? Well,
yeah, you know, like flight 293, and then 9 months later, flight 293.
Then most likely, your parents own a small charter plane, and
yeah, Judge Mills,
you and your high school girlfriend have a lot of explaining to do.
Holy shit. I have never put two and two together.
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever put two and two together about this next thing, but right now, Judge Mills Lane is also the famous boxing referee.
What?
Same fucking guy.
What?
Bum, bum, bum.
You know the boxing referee who's always like, let's get it out. That guy.
Oh, that's the same guy?
It is.
Same guy.
That's amazing.
I know. I just never.
Oh my gosh, you mean that's the same guy?
I don't know why my brain never put two and two together on that.
Oh, sure. You never heard of Judge Mills Lane either, have you? That's hilarious.
Oh. Wow. Baby Ruthie?
Baby.
What do you mean that's the same guy?
Well, I think we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week then.
Dave?
If we must.
I would like Mr. Musk to make an adjustment to Starlink to also include a pizza delivery service.
That great. Does what?
Upgrade Starlink.
Delivers pizza.
Have pizza delivery.
But what is special and different about the way they deliver?
It gets delivered from space and is cooked on reentry.
There we go.
Hot, fresh, and ready. Right from outer space.
That would just be fucking baller.
That's pretty awesome.
Pizza from the stars.
Taste the vacuum. In space, no one can hear cheese.
I wonder how fast a delivery service would be.
From space?
Yeah.
Not as fast as Jimmy John's, that's for goddamn sure.
But Jimmy John's doesn't have to cook a pizza, so I'm not going to hold it against him.
Hey, 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 they're our sponsor this week.
Jimmy John?
All right, who else has a pitch for Mr. Musk tonight?
I had this idea about pizza and space. Did we already do that one?
Yes, I think we did. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
I had an idea about satellites encompassing the entire Earth that would provide internet for all.
And pizza.
And pizza that is cooked on delivery after it reenters the Earth's atmosphere.
Make Blaine write it down three times.
Includes pizza delivery. Gotcha.
You think you'll get the hint?
I don't know. I think maybe we haven't tried this approach before. We all pitch the same idea and see if maybe he's just like, he doesn't have enough upvotes yet, so I'm not going to do the idea.
He's got like 12,000 satellites up there. At least one of them could deliver pizza, wouldn't you think?
You'd think. That would be Bala.
You know, I'd rather have him launch, I don't know, calzones.
Oh, you know how it's really hard to eat calzones.
Actually, I just want to be able to go like this, and it like a calzone lands in my hand.
Tell you what, I'll go like this, and the cheese will just fall out.
Mm. That would be amazing.
I do have an idea. They've been doing a lot of stuff, cameras and LiDAR recently, I've seen. And what I want is for Elon Musk to install LiDAR on the front of his car so that it would have emergency braking way faster.
Brilliant.
Pretty sure that's not going to happen, but okay.
Why not?
I do have an idea. I was kind of hoping he could work on an advancement.
You already have pizza delivery.
I have another idea. And you can dismiss this one if you want to, but I think that he could really start doing some stuff for medical advancement. And instead of having people operate on you or robots operate on you, maybe he could take like and shrink down to like a microscopic level a little submarine with a guy inside that could go inside your body and find the thing that's wrong and fix it and then come out later.
Are you?
And I think, you know, if they made a movie about it, they might call it Inner Space, but I'm not sure. It's just, I'm just, you know, throwing out ideas.
I thought you were
ideas.
Like giving me a Magic School Bus episode.
No. Just the Martin Short movie.
One time, my uncle, Mufasa, was on safari.
And he killed my dad.
Killed my dad. It was very sad for me.
It's terrible.
Okay, that's Million Dollar Baby. You're doing Million Dollar Baby. Guys, you got to take this seriously. Oh, man.
You know, I think that my Elon Musk pitch is going to be that he should probably come up with a way that can, you know, I don't know, like take care of a baby for you. But
You're like 2 weeks in and already looking for a robotic nanny.
But it still allows you to hang out with the child. It just keeps it entertained for you.
They already make those. They're called cell phones.
Or actually, here, actually, this is a better idea. I'm changing my idea.
is that legal?
Yes.
I'll make it legal.
It's robotic arms that you can attach around your waist. So instead of having just two arms and two hands, you can have four or six or eight arms.
I saw a guy that did that. I think he went by the name of Doc Ock.
Yeah,
he was a nuclear physicist.
I mean, just do that, but you know.
And then there was like an integrated chip that went into his spine. So he could control it with his brain?
Yeah, but it malfunctioned, so it was clearly Intel, right?
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, so I think he should just come up with that idea and make it work.
Make it work.
So that I don't turn into an evil person. How about that?
You can also put your kid in a swing and let him just swing back and forth for hours on end.
I do that, too.
Or how about an automatic feeding system for babies?
It's called a mom, isn't it?
Good thing mom doesn't listen to this podcast.
Good thing we don't have any listeners.
Good thing. Oh,
boy. That's terrible. And funny. It's a great idea. An automated nanny for you.
No, mine's just arms. I'm arms now.
Oh, just arms.
Yep. All right, Matt, you got a pitch for us this week?
Nope.
Nice timing, Silas.
Thank you. I've heard it before.
All right, well, I think with that, I'm going to call this council meeting adjourned. Thank everybody for listening to this live and or the recorded version, whatever you want to do. You can find us live on Tuesday nights on YouTube at some point in time. And if you did like what you saw and want to check out more, you can find us.
You should also see a mental health professional.
Right after you
if you want to listen to more, should I see a mental health professional? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Nailed it. Said.
Right after you go to councilcast.org or find us on iTunes, your favorite podcatcher, or if you'd like to email us about a topic, you can check us out at councilcast@gmail.com or Twitter at @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now. Bye.